all the simon of Kotar Gal, Yeledus, and Mapella. So I'll try to stick to the thing that's more Nagaya, not exactly the Beit Yosef, basically with Nafikim on the Gedim of Mapella. So I'm trying to go through the basic ideas. One point is going through the Indian Mapella, second thing is Yeledus Regila, third thing is Yosef Dyson, and the fourth thing is trying to go through is Sikhas Kever. So first, Mapella. The Perek Gimel and Nida over there brings down the Mapella to the same din as a Ledo. That means a Nekeva could be Yudalad and 66, a Zohar could be 7 and 33. Therefore, Mapella can be the same halacha. That means if you know what your Mapel, what the miscarriage was, or the stillborn was, then it could be by Zohar 7 and 33. If you don't know, then we map them both ways. Now, the Rishonim do discuss, they discuss one of the sex, the Kulot, the kids, we're mapping both ways. That means we'll give her only the Yemei Tumah of a Nekeva, the 14 days, and the Yemei Tara will give her by Negei to Zohar. The Maisa Nekeva is Manenu, we don't have Yemei Tara, Dam Toyer. They will come down only a Chumrah. After every Mapella, the first 14 days, she's going to be also Misad Leidon, not Misad Nidon, Misad Leidon. Therefore, she cannot go to the Mikvah. After those 14 days, she can go to the Mikvah, then she's Tara. Now, the halacha is that after 40 days, it's actually a maple. Before 40 days, it's not actually a miscarriage, it's just that her period came late, but not actually be a mapolo. Now, the 40th day itself, the Shemar is very interesting, when it brings down the halacha and the base, it says, Tarich Mem, the halacha is not actually a big maple. What about Mem itself? The first can say, that's what the Gemara is before that way, the Mem Yim itself is Ketarich Yim. And therefore, Mem Yom itself, the Maisa is not considered to be Mapel, it's just that her period came late. However, from afterwards, Mem Aleph and onwards, it's considered being Mapel. Now, what about on Mem Aleph, if Mixes Yom Kikulo or not? The Chulik, the Chulikin, the Fadish Mesufer, Kabriyash, the Machmer, on that's a Shiloh. Now, the Shiloh is, how do you know you have Mem Yom? Again, the community is, what's Aloha, that by regular Nido is 7 days for Tomo. And by being Mapel, we have 14 days that she's also the husband. So how do you know a person is being Mapel? How do we count 40 days? So the Pesach Shiva over here brings down the Machloikis, Apaiskim, the Nachla Shiva, the one to Taino, that once she went to the Mikvah beforehand, he counts 40 days from the Mikvah. 40 days from the Mikvah, not from the period, from 40 days from the Mikvah. That's how he says it. And there is a Shuvah Mahava, the Lochla Maestri goes the same way. The Chokhmah's other than that goes the same way. They want time of 40 days to go to the Mikvah. However, come along others, the contributing down, this is the Tahira and the others, that say, Sanso, we know, at least the Zman HaChazal was, that if Isha can see Dam during the first 3 days, 3 months of being Mubarak, she's not Muslekis Dam in the first 3 months. So why are you, Sir Nachla Shiva, tiding that 40 days close from Philo? Maybe she had got pregnant before that period. She had a period after she got pregnant. And still, now she's Mapel, 20 days later. Maybe it's really from before she went to the Mikvah. That's the Taino. And therefore they say, if so, how do you know you have 40 days? So they come out either talking about a Yabasula by a Pierishaino, or they say the husband went away for 3 months, or they say a case where she was Yeledes, and then afterwards she had a first year after Yeledes, she's Mapel later on. They come out to make Tzi'urim and say, how do you have 40 days? In the case we know of Adoyis, it's not Shaykh for her that this kid came before 40 days. Again, either be a Rishayin or Kedaimo. But comes out again, a local Maiseve, big Navkimino. What happens, you have 40 days after the Mikvah, is that to be a Yeledes, and that be a Shiksim Apelis, next to the Mamapelis.
Why
do you think that regular Dam 40 days? So, you have to say, you see regular Dam, is next to the Mamapelis, not even a Chash. If you see pieces, the way even the kinim of the lashon of the chokhmah zodim, little small pieces, then again about the chashah or chayshin, you have to wait 14 days from being tar. It'd be 40 days after going to the mikvah, which really from your last period is going to be about 55 days. 55 days after your last period, if you find something that's not normal to see from your period, then achami you have to be chayshin. You have to wait 14 days. So basically, if someone missed the period one time, it could be 60 days. If she has to know the dam, is it regular dam? Well, no, the dam has some pieces inside of it, some pieces. If she will be a maple, then 14 days she'll be offered to her husband. Now, this maphalik is a piskat shuva, brings down that to recount 40 days from the mikvah or not. Again, the roi placing seems to be maple against chokhmah zodim. However, bismanenu, those want to be maple. Come along with the yashiv and the vosner, the one taina that stuck in those days that their notion were not musalek as some in the first 3 months of pregnancy. Our notion of the Maisa are Musalek Yisomim, And even though we are Maisa Mach in the first 3 months, Elvel Maisa, what do you see? Don't see a lot of dam. You see a kesem, you see a little bit of dam. But Maisa, you see a real flow, Kamal Ravazna, and we ask you to say, Bismanena, Maisa Vadi Kemi Mekel. A real flow of Maisa, Bismanena, Anosh, Bislak, because you have real flow. Therefore, even though the strong want to argue with Ikan Chach Masodim, which is again the Bais Samcha, but certainly it can be Samech upon it, and Anosh, Bismanena, and say, Anosh, Bislak, and therefore count 40 days from the mikvah. Now, that's one eighth they say. Not eighth they say, no, also you go to Ma'avda, you get checked, you take a birth control test, also be Ashiv and Mishmah Atar, also wants to be make her, say, also it's Nichol, also be Semech upon it that she's allowed to not become pregnant, be Semech upon it and say 40 days from the mikvah.
Not exactly.
What?
Not exactly.
A 98.9% chance. The Enichnam is not accurate, or whatever number they give, 99.9. But for this halacha, the Izachok Mazonah, first of all, says not a problem. And Void was saying it's a Sophic upon. Well, not mostly, that's 99 or 98% chance they give the numbers. Say that says Rabbi Yashiv. So. What?
I'm bad to go public
to what?
You have to keep
7 days
anyway.
Well, 7 days you keep me anyway, I'll need it. I'm keeping 7 days. Why should you have to keep another 7 days? Who says, that's all this. We'll make sex out of the cat's nine. So again, it comes out that when you count 40 days, sometimes they assemble your husband away for 3 months, they assemble but Maisa, and what's really practical is that after Mikvah, it needs 40 days Mikvah, but Baneinu seems to go to Swam, and go 40 days after the Mikvah. Why? Because Maisa Anoshim was Lekas, and therefore, for Isha to see 55 days later, then he'd have to stop being Choshish, otherwise he won't really have to be Choshish, so really 52 days later, 53 days later, whatever the number is. Now, let's say she did see after 40 days. The law is we give again a law of an akeva, and therefore she has to do zainakim, and she has to have 14 days she'll be also. Now, when do you do this zainakim? Could it be within the 14 days or after the 14 days? So I assume everyone read the shach. The shach's words are that you need v'sagle zainakim acha yudal yoyim. You need 14 days, and then you do zainakim after 14 days. That means it comes out you need 21 days. According to the Shach, it says you need 21 days after a person was being mappled. 21 days. Now, you would say, you read the Pesach Tshuva, and the Sam Sofer says, Toya Sofer, so fine, you want to be chosh for it. However, the Maisel, there's a Behetiv of being down Lalocho, there's a Tuarasi, a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and the Chavetz Chaim writes it 3 different times, in Gidrei Olam, in Tarsus Sol, and in Nincha Yisol to the Americans. He writes, when he writes Lalocho over, he writes, you have to design the Kim after 14 days. I know all the Shomers of the name don't bring it down, or something like all go some safer, Zainakim could be even within the 14 days. So Lamaisa is a Chavetz Chaim and a Kitzur. That's very clear. They say you have to resign after the 14 days. Now Lamaisa can ask why that from my Pellas could say maybe it goes with all Noshim when they are Yeledes. It's really not really Nafkamina, but Zainainu, because our Noshim takes there 5-6 weeks to come to Torah. Only really want to get to my Pellas. But also the Tveres Tzvi, once they Psham the Shach, once they lost the Shach is right, Dafka by my Pellas. Because when you go back to Sif Aleph, the Rebbeinu Tam over there discusses how long to wait. The first pshat in the shach is that dom is motzei. Since dom is motzei, you have to be machmer. So the first thing by Mapelas, dom is motzei, and they say that to Matthias, dom is motzei. Therefore, you have to design the kim after the 14 days. Oh, you're just right. It's word for word. It's word. No. But they say the Toyah Sofer and they change the words around. Doesn't mean that. No, they don't say a lot of that. No, no. Sometimes they'll tell you the Sofer. The kids are telling people, don't expect to learn Svarim, right? Shach maybe expect to learn. The kids are telling people what to do. He says, Mitzad Adin Avlad Zohar, he Thomas Shivas Yomim, Mushum Leidim, Achach, Kichur Lispo, Zainakim, Matitvah, Vinikeva. And Tarshish Shol says, look at Tarshish Shol, he says, Alokal Mice is not like Shach, and not like the kids. He writes, and don't say Alokal like the kids. He read the kids like the Shach. He says, Shach. First, he has his marach and Labuchi Yotim, the both of marach to defend the shach is correct, not like some cipher. They come out with different svaras, ikis svaras, they won't say damas motzi, which is say that is Messias. And the Chavetz Chaim writes it. Again, Chavetz Chaim is a likatev telling you what to do. There will be choshes of Vein and Tam, or whatever the shach seems to be saying, yeah. Chavetz Chaim is telling, again, Nilchei Yisrael is writing a statement to Americans because they don't know anything, the Amoratim, tell them what to do without knowing anything, right? That's what he says, often like Domo. He tells them, you wait 14 days and then do the Zayin Nekiyim. Those are those words.
It doesn't help
them anyway. Yeah, fine. But no, depending on the source, the Shach has three reasons. Right? We're going to win the first reason. The Shach drops that reason. Fine, but there are three reasons. The Maaseh, the Shlomo Zmanenu, went like the Chachuva says, so he says that Sam Sefer, the Maaseh, 7 within 40. Fine, but might just know there is a Kitzur, there is again a Chavetz Chaim that way. Now, just some side points, just the Kitzur on Mapelis. First, is there a, just like by basically five side points, which Nagar just to know, that first by a later we know there's no vest. Fortunately, when you give birth, there's no vest. So what by Mapelis, someone's Mapel, is there a vest or not? Says the Pelishim, a lot of there is no vest. And the worst of it is the vest oinus, which anyways only after one time, there is no vest by Mapelis. It says the Pelishim, even within 40 days. So Vosin, if you know for sure it's being Mapel, even though Mitzad Allah is not getting being Mapel, but you know this comes Mitzad a Apollo, Maite has no getter vest. If anyone's mafal is all of that, and they're saying even in 40 days, which is a Kiddush. That's Aleph. The second thing just you have to know is that there's aloha in Simon Tovkuf Kavav in the Arachayim discussed as being Kfura of the Nafal, and aloha we pass him that we have to Kfura in the Nafal on someone using mafal. Now, just less than 3 months, the Masham says everybody don't have to. Above, I think, 6 days, because you have to, between 3 and 6 machlokes. The Maaseh, if you're being mafal, you just know there's aloha, you have to Kfura to it. The one exactly how what and what the reason is. The Magaram, Mishdrua, Idal Bezoin, Chirkur, Yishlovim. Maaseh the Chirkur to it. The third thing you do have to know if you're a Kohen, if your wife's Mapel, you have to leave the house. What?
Not 40 days?
No, less than 40 days is about enough. That's not a Mapel. But Masham said less than 3 months is no problem. Less than 3 months, no problem. True, Kali Dalit. Now, also, if you're a Kohen, you gotta leave the house right away. Yishlov Mapel, before that's even after 40 days. Maaseh, it's a kid after 40 days.
They tell that's the Dogan?
Sorry?
If
you have
a coin in it.
Yeah,
it's a problem,
yeah. If you have
40 families in the building,
they
have to make an
announcement. You have to take care. Well, I don't know how to tell them that well. I just know that they point out you have more than that coin as a problem. I think that's after 40 days before you'll be that. That'll be that local, yeah. Take it out. That's it. This is going to be a problem. The way I usually, the beginning of pregnancy, doesn't come out right away. It comes out a little bit by people. Every time you have to run out, take it and run out of the house. So the Torah Tyro, he writes, he says, you have to know, count pregnancies 14 days, you do give it the cable after the Apollo. Because about 14 days after she finishes, if we get the halacha later on, let's say it goes 1 day, starts giving birth, and ends up the second day. The halacha we count, what, 14 days from the second day. Someone's mapel on the first day, let's say day 41, and takes sometimes a couple days for all the small pieces to come out. And you start counting 14 days from when? From the end, from 45. I mean, from 41 to 45, she's laying out the pieces. So Maaseh had to start counting the end. He says, let's, you know, the Vadois, are they greater? He says, I guess they take it out, scratch it out. Are they Dava Achet? Take it out. Otherwise, you have to start counting 14 from the end of the Apollo cycle, but you have to know exactly when that is. Some people just count, you know, so I'm Malcolm is getting the pieces, come later on also. And there's a fifth point, is Maaseh Thomas Mapple. The Pelikim is called Sim Kul Beites Yed Vesa. She's Alocha Muslekes Domim. That means any Ves Kul we don't give her until she starts seeing Mizmanenu or Makul that Noshim do see. Until she starts seeing, she won't have a Ves. I mean, as you see, from day 41 onwards, she will not only she doesn't have a Ves from the Apollo itself, she won't even have her old Vestes until she starts seeing. Why? Because Alocha is we give her Yed Muslekes Domim. And therefore, even being mapel ruach machlokes, the son being mapel chatichos, a lot of together muslak stam. And therefore, she wanted any vestes till she starts saying.
At what point
was she mapel? Let's say after 40, not people.
For the first 3 months,
she's a later. She's a lacha later. This is a lacha. She's a later. Later, she's muslak. It's all she sees. Sorry. What to do with him? Well. Sounds like less 3 months is no problem. Less 3 months, no drink for. I guess goes in the pad. So it out. I guess that's what happens. Afterward, again, about the child's wife is in Kavur, they could take Kavur out to the Zion. What is
this? I
don't
say it, but my name is telling you a little piece of things. They're really the different Kavur that they said in place of why and why and what it's done with all the Kavur and the groups and
Mai says she has a later. We learn Kol Peites. It's because she brings down to the Tyre and Tveisoch of Mazadim. He says it.
I really,
the Klal is. I'm not trauma on the body. I am not a doctor to answer that question. Don't know. Maybe. Don't know. Sounds like in those days, a mamash would not see for 2 years. Sounds like, again, Al knows some change, but it sounds like from the way the place can discuss over there, for 2 years they didn't see, after being mapple. No, but they're going mapple. They're right over there, Pesach HaTshuva being down. But it sounds like in the Pesach HaTshuva, by their notion, they do not see for 2 years. That's what the mama sounds like. Sounds like the Mislakis, Mislakis. Our notion is not that way. Our notion is not the way by Menekis anyway. But their notion sounds like they didn't see for 2 years straight.
Proof for Yitzhak.
No, we'll get the answer. Fine. That's Akamo Palace. Now, to get to a later regilo, a regular birth. Now, first, regular birth, first thing when she's, sees Dam comes out, a lot she's a needle. Before she, even the child comes out. The child comes out, it's later. You have to wait 14 days. But she comes a needle when Dam comes out. When does she start becoming chosh that she's a needle? So, Be'etem, since by we hold the loch is, the Ramon Ben Yamai also, the Chava earlier, the Aim Sigis Keva B'li Dam. Therefore, once we say she had to get up Sigas Kever, L'chur, she'll have a locha, that she's in need already. So when did she have Sigas Kever? So that's in the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Kuch of Tess or Menalef. The Gemara is discussing there, when can you mechal Shabbos for Isha that she's Yeledes? The Gemara says, when does the Sigas Kever? When the Kever opens up, can you mechal Shabbos? Says the Gemara, when is Sigas Kever? The Gemara says, three different sheetas. One beyond the Omar says, Tetesha Alamashbar, sitting on the birthing chair. A second sheet that says when Dam is Shoshes Yerit, and Dam comes out. And third sheet that says when she has to lean on her friends to help, but she can't stand by herself. Now among the Shoshim, the Rambam, the Rif, Machlokes, how do we pass him? Well, look over there and help the Shabbos and the Shoshes Chavtes, so they're clear. We pass him like all of them. Any one of these three things, you're Mechal Shabbos. She needs a Mashbah, she's leaning on somebody, you're Mechal Shabbos. Now like that, they say, B'Zmanenu, it could be even a little bit earlier, until you get to the hospital, it takes even more time. So maybe you know, this aim had happened that you're gonna, she's almost on the, she has contractions that lead to Yoshev Mashbar. So they also Mechal Shabbos, because otherwise some places can be in Beitah, so you can be Shemesh or Maybach, you can have a kid on the highway on the side, like we know the past week.
Oh, so the bris is at 9 tomorrow. In Zvil.
Fine. So Maisa, we give extra time to think into this problem. So the Maisa, the Gemara over there, that's to get a Pesach Kever. Based upon that, come on the place over here, the Ketuvah being down to the territory, Solvoid. They say the same thing over here. What is the getter when she comes to Nido? First thing, if she's Yosef Al Mashbar, she considers Pesach Kever, and therefore she's a Nido. First thing is Yosef Al Mashbar, says it to the tire in the place, can land off because she is Mamas Yosef on her bed. Even she's really Yosef, except you didn't get her yet. Also, that is she's a Nido. Why? It's Pesach Kever, the Gemara says. Pesach Kever, aim Pesach Kever, believe that. That's one case she's a Nido. A second case is when your wife can't stand by herself when she has contractions. That means it gets very close, very powerful, she can't stand. We say there's a psychic cover. But my sister cannot help her. That means sometimes in the house, you have to get down the steps. So, usually, it's really not too much to get, because usually what happens, she holds on to the banister when there's a heart contraction, then she has a couple minutes in between, she can walk down by herself. Let's say she can't. So the luck will get to the end of her chokas, if you should get maybe somebody else to help her, the driver should help her, you should help her before the husband. And let's say there's no driver to help, before you should help her down, which that will get to the moshi to be allowed to help her down if she needs you. Otherwise, of course, she's mamash, she will that she's a nida, sikhas kevah. Again, one case, sikhas kevah, yes, mashbar. Second case, she cannot stand by herself. What happens if she has contractions? That she has sikhas kevah, so that the post can provide or not. Regular contractions, not. However, strong contractions, with strong as they shlodin, set up shlom azalman, alert to my coin, then you have to be machmer. Now, how long is strong? So the way my current brings down from 3 to 5 minutes, the way you said the tire brings down from 2 to 3 minutes, and how other strong bring it down, strong contractions. So we'll have to get that also. I don't know why 3 to 5 minutes. 5 minutes open 4 centimeters already. 5 centimeters.
2 is enough.
Some people don't open up that much. A lot of people do. Some don't. Fine, Techela later again a place from a Makel, regular contractions, very strong as a Machma. Usually anyway it comes out, very strong contraction, anyway she cannot stand by herself. I'm not exactly sure why they're two different levels. The core that she can't stand by herself, the core is the same exact thing. I don't know where they exactly got this number of strong contractions. Of course there's no Makar in the place, the only Makar I know of is standing by herself. That was anyways what the Gemara is saying. So I don't have where that getter came from, Bethlehem. Fine, another discussion, the old place we discussed, what about the water breaks? Now, the gate of Shabbos, the place can say, Ravadi Afi Machmer. Why? Because even if you hold it, she's not a needle, but the child needs water inside, and therefore it's a problem of making an infection, and Ravadi Machal Shabbos inside the water breaks. Whether she's a needle or not, why? The kid needs it. Now sometimes the water breaks a little bit, you want the hospital to say there's enough water still inside, the Seder. Might say Ravadi Afi Machal Shabbos, why? Because you're not sure, you're not a doctor, you don't know, and therefore your Machal Shabbos, the water breaks. Ever mitzad a needle, she a needle or not. So the Badai Shulchan says the Mora Ro will say the Lamai says she is a needle. The Gur Balecha, right? All the Mora Ro say the Badai she's not a needle. So fine, so all the Mora Ro say something. Now the Lamai, if you look among the Svarim, some say one way, some say another way. The Torah letter says, the Mora Ro says that way, if to be Machman, he quotes Badai Shulchan, then the Bami says, however, look, others say another way. Fine, Lamai, what I was taught, what I seem to have seen among the Svarim is a more like Lahakul. And the big Katani is, Lamai, We don't have any ma'amokim to say that ma'im causes that this dam come out. So they discussed it. So everyone said they discussed it with the doctors. Some each one discussed with the doctors. Each doctor say differently. So I know exactly what that means. Fine, yesh lozim, yesh l'ayin, b'maisa, you have to know what exactly each person was taught. I just thought, guess you told me, no problem, not even a shiloh. Fine. Now, also, b'yashiv, some say it brings the dam, one say it's about not a shiloh, another say it's about how much water, fine. Another case they discussed is when it becomes a needle is when what happens, the bekaka rechem comes out. Now that exactly is called a mucus plug in English. That seems the kid has a plug blocking it so it can't come out. When the plug comes out, what's the halacha? So B'yashiv says it's mutter, Vod says about it's ulcer, fine, yishlok. These are basic cases that make you a needle. So again, what is simply a needle? She can't stand by herself about she's a needle. Yishim has bar about she's a needle. We give her a wife, opposite get a lidam. Mayim is machlok da poiskim. And usually have a letter, she might say she's not a needle. Now what's the vein again is what happened when Isha has contractions again, and then she went Yeshiva Mashbar, it's called a false labor. She sat there, the doctor checked, and she's inside, and you wait a couple of hours, you went to the hospital, and they send you back, and you have to go back another 2 days later, go back another 2 days later. Fine, this can go on from the 6 months onwards, she could start having false labor. Now Avada, you want to hospital, you mechal Shabbos, whatever you think you have to do. Any suffix, anyone's machler, shay b'chdomim, the avada yemitzvah mafarsim, yefri machmer, mitzvah b'korach nefesh. Well, ma'aseh is she tomei not tomei. So the pitzchah tshuva over here brings down the nachla shiva. Nachla shiva says in the shay Poland over there were machmer. They said anytime yeshu mashbar, they did a bedik and they checked, they came back, they had to do zaynikim. So machmer, they held the ma'aseh with a needle. Pitzchah tshuva brings down numerous cholkim and the bikkur the place came a cholik. However, there's a big problem why they're chaylik. There are two separate reasons why they argue on the Nachla Shiva. There's one reason, the way that the Chshuva sounds like, he's bringing down from Chavadas and the Nadi Behuda. The Be'etzim, true, she had a psychic kever. The kever opened up. Very nice. But the Maisa, since we see nothing came out, the strikes of Isha of the psychic kever that nothing came out, the Maisa is giving me mutter. Sikhs Kevin, nothing came out. I the mice can hear Simon Kub Sadik, the Chumas Hadeshin, fine. It's a Kashu, the Ace Mayor, the Moisha, the Chumas Mitzav is a Kashu, fine. You have to answer that. But mice, they say there is Sikhs Kevin, except nothing came out. Therefore, what happened? Nothing, at a full slave, you go back, no problem. I tell a Shani, look at others, to the Tyra, to the Stroll, and they want some safety, say no, fuck character. When you have a false labor, what happens? We're saying that Galamos from my friend, there's no psychic cover. There's a mistake. There was what happened, false labor. Comes the doctor, comes back home. No, nothing happened, no psychic cover. So they both argue in Akla Shiva, they argue two different reasons. One saying why, the other saying why, there's no psychic cover. No psychic cover. You aim psychic cover, lead down, there's no psychic cover. The way how the Chavadah is saying there is psychic cover. However, what? Nothing came out, therefore she's mutter. Kamalong Ramoshan says, and the other earlier Achoinim is not convenient between the two reasons. The reason of the Chavadas that says it is the Sikhs Kever. However, we say nothing came out. According to Chavadas, it is a Chumro, you have to do a Bedika now. Make sure nothing came out. According to Siddha Tyra, no Chiv do Bedika. Asala Shane, the Chumro, no Chiv do Bedika. Let's say it is the Sikhs Kever, she is dilated. Dilated, let's say 2 centimeters. According to Zainakim.
Means
2 centimeters. Well, we'll get to whatever the psychic cover is. Let's assume it's 3 centimeters, make it easier, okay? 3 centimeters. So, Maisha, come along, Ramosha, Aloha Maisha, Rabbi Paskin, so Moshe of Halbosham has a shiva in the back of the Sikh Shoshanim. He writes that Mitzad HaVadas says you have to do a bediko, that's his sheet of the Shari Torah, and the Badashul, and the Zoyt, we machmed the Choshish for it. Avada, you have four flavors. So the choishes do a bedika. Hell, we don't do a bedika, you make them. Why? Because Rav Achoinim go like to the Torah, and they say that no, Gilam most of my friends is no psikas kever. Comes out to go like to the Torah. Look what local maestro be. That you have false labor, and the doctor says, no, you only dilate 2 centimeters, you have another 3 weeks to go. Chuyini Zainakim. Chuyini Zainakim. Even though Tzitzka Tshuva sounds like no problem, depends what reason going with. You're going to the Tzitzka. He says, that what? That we say there's no Tzitzka's Kever, but let's say the doctor says, it's open a little bit, but so what? Who cares? The Meister, who cares? Need Zainakim now? Because the whole story is no Tzitzka's Kever, and this Tzitzka's Kever.
How
would Zainakim know? Oh, so Lechura. That's true. The Meister, the Nachashim himself says it. He himself says the Tzitzis Kevin says Zainakim helps. So the Chur you have to say. No, don't say close off. The Chur, it sounds like you're saying that that open up something came out. Now we don't assume it keeps opening up more and more. When it opens up more, you'll have more of a problem. I, the Meister, yes, in Kashmir, Chosh, maybe open up more. It's a Nadi Behuda and Shuvah. That the Meister, you always have the Rambam Mashita that the Tzitzis Kevin believe that. You have a sex cycle, so we'll always assume it's as is. Until we, but Maisa, once we know it opened up, there's a Psychos Keva and Psychos Keva, believe that. The Choshe is that once the Keva opens up, Dam comes. It has to be open and out Dam coming, yeah, but once it opens, we know Dam comes, because why something causes it to open up? Yeah, and I might be Choshe, Maisa, you can say it's coming from the Ram, the other second, maybe. That's what it sounds like. The Maisa will come out, Lafid, you need a Badika, why should you do a Badika? But you have a Psychos Keva, the Maisa, Lechura, it sounds like, need Zainakim. The Maisa, there are different Swamas saying, until you have two Etzpois is Badika, 3 centimeters. Until you have two Etzpois, so Biyashim, the Maisa is Mekel, and the Tyro, and the Rushio, the Brazil, they're all Mekel until you have three centimeters. I'm not sure they're coming to say they're passing like the Kaladas. Were they coming to say until you have 2 centimeters we'll say not necessarily get a Psychos Kever? Not sure where they're getting it from. Before we go like to Siddur Torah, the Maisa before even 2 centimeters should be enough to ask for you. Not exactly sure, the Maisa was on Hogger, Yeshlov, Yeshlain, Yeshkirov.
Let's
just
say 4 centimeters. Then she says she can't even go to the mikveh.
No, she has to go to the mikveh. Not the Shiva says go to the mikveh, no problem. Zainakim go to the mikveh. Full flavor, no problem. I might say the 4 centimeters are not going to go home. It's not going to happen. And Faket, the Ashram says 3 centimeters are also falling on 3. I'm falling on until 3 they send you home. I want to say 3 they don't send you home anymore. Fine. Next thing is a thing of Yachidaifin. So it's really just your Dalit. So just again, the first aside point, the person has a Yachidaifin, the Gemara says, and it's both a Milo, but we pass because first of all, there's no Milo on Shabbos. Only if it's Lele Karagel. Well, you pass with no opening on Ben, not this kid, not the next kid. And the Oid is she Siddim with Selekis or not, that we discussed the Siddim Kofay Test. Some say it's like any surgery is not Siddim with Selekis. Some say no, some could serve it to Oid, and therefore she is Siddim with Selekis. Machlokis Apoiskim. When you get to us, in Alistair, Sufi Dalid, is Betim, every time you have a Caesarian, a Yosef Dolphin, is she going to be Tomei Mitad Nida? Avada Shinami Ledis will not need 14 days. And then maybe she's Tommy Mitzad Nido. So the loch is clearly, she's not Tommy Mitzad Nido. Why? Because the words of Mechabit is Mloy Tadam, El Dech Doifin Imoy, Toyo, Meledo, Menido Meziva. It says the Mechabit is no Tumas Nido. So come on, the Swam is Menenu, they have two tainas. One, they say, the Yashu they bring down, or the Gribba Alecha, and others, they want taino. The first, Mitzit is Menenu. I know what happened those days, but Menenu. Noshim do see down when you have a C-section. They do see from the regular makar. Therefore, it's true that halacha is that you won't see should be Torah, but Matthias is they do see. Now, the last one don't say that. We might say could be they didn't stop this. I'm not sure there's a machlokes over here. We might say we ask you, as far as I know, that halacha is we say every C-section she is coming need them inside the Matthias is she sees. That's Aleph. Or you come along the Badai Shulchan, he has a taina. He has a taina in a regular time when you have a C-section, when it's not scheduled. What happens? She's first Yeshiv on Mashmar. And then you see the complications, then you do a C-section. Yosha Mashbar, what do we just say? She is aim six carefully dam, and Maisha, she's Tomim, Mitzad Shifro dam, of Yosef al Mashbar. Therefore, come along the body, wants to be Machman, Mitzad Yosef al Mashbar. That's coming to argue the Chavadas, he's coming to argue the Meboruch, Maisha, that's his sorrow. Therefore, but Manenu comes out that the Iku all Anoshim that are Yeledis, that are have a Yosef Daisim, Maisha, are Tomim Nidah, they therefore do need Zainakim.
Yeah.
not up to the issue on the Shvar, because he gets to the 30th person.
Schedule C-section usually won't have this problem about a shulchan yishuv on Mashbar. They won't have it because they just go in for a C-section. So people have a schedule because they know that it can have a regular birth. The only thing they'll be machmit out of Yashu says our notion always be done the regular way. What? The OEC is the regular derech. And Matthias is the doctor say, those from who say the doctor say Matthias, they always see a little bit of dach, the regular makar. No, that depends how you pass it, not for shiva, not for shiva. That's how you pass it that way. What happens? Is it false labor? No, the false labor, right? Don't go not for shiva, not a problem. Well, the one main point over here is the sugya of tikkas kever. Now, we have a machaber in the Simon Kuf Beches, and we have them all over here that says that there's a shiloh, what's the halacha of tikkas kever? There's a Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak, Mishnah that says that a person, Aisha's Makalas, Im Yish Im Adam Tomei, Im Lav Torah, those words Chomim. Kamal Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're always Tomei. What's the Machloikis between the Yehuda and the Chomim? Says the Gemara, Machloikis is there, it's Ptikas Keva Bali Dam. Machloikis is Yehuda and the Chomim. Now, I'd like to set up one way, because there, I'll tell you what happened a couple months ago. In America, the Binyamin Kohen, Chagas Binyamin, was the son of the Badei Shulchan. So, in Chaim Berlin, Baron Schechter told all the Reichs to come from Night Seder, and I never heard this ever happen before. He told all to come, and the Yom Kippur is giving a shiur. And they gave a shiur for 2 nights in a row, I think one time was 2 hours, another time an hour and a half, about giving birth, about the 9th month scheduled checkup by the doctor. It seems that a doctor doing in the regular checkup, they put their finger in to see how, check out the child's dilated, how much dilated, what's going on over there. And the Binyamin Kohen gave a whole shiur, the Lamaisa, every scheduled check of the 9th month, Lamaisa, you're asking the Isha to the husband. That's what he came out. Now, background behind this. First of all, Father Noah, I told them they really don't do this. Don't have this standard check of the 9th month, even though some do it. In America, everyone seems to have a standard 9th month checkup. Now, there was a sefer that did not go to print, called Gan Noel, that he wanted to ask for all Noshim, no matter how they do the checkup. But Yom Kippur, which I cannot get a tape, didn't let anyone tape it, but I suppose you can call and get the tape, if you want to hear exactly what he said, call him yourself. He came out and he said it really depends how the checkup is done. Depends if the doctor is here, Shemayim knows what he's doing, he doesn't. He says that a regular checkup of the Isha lung in the back, it would not go that far as Dupe Sigurd's cover. However, if she's on her side a little bit and she knows, and the doctor doesn't position her, he can put his finger further than more than he usually can, because she naturally is open and dilated a little bit, and then he can stretch it more, and he can make a Sigurd's cover mamish. And therefore he says, a lot of doctors are making the Isha Tomei in the 9th month, and the women don't know about it, and Mama, she's a needle. Mama, she's a needle. And that's what he gave a shiur about, and therefore he ended off a shiur, make sure you ask the doctor exactly what you're doing. You should not do the checkup for no reason, and if you do the checkup, go to a Shema Torah Mitzvah who knows exactly how to do it, not to get involved in this problem. Now there were others who even heard about it, and they called up different Gedolim. We called them a Bik. I'll hang up the phone of you. We have Kabbalah from the Keshuvah, the Etzvah cannot go that far, and Avadah Zan Shailo, fine. And there's a lot of Gedolim against this, and that's why the Sefer of Gan Noel, not go to print, you want to answer all Noshim, not like Binyamin Kohen, depends how you do it. And there's a big tumult in America the past year, exactly, Etzvah, how far is it go, and when she's in 9th month, and she's either asking the Noshim or not. That's first background. Now exactly what to do, again, everyone is their own role, exactly what to do, in, particularly in the 9th month, outside of Bedika. If you should go and how they should check it out, and if you is a problem to think of cover.
Can you say too much
money? Sorry?
Can you say
too much money? I don't know. We'll get a lock, we pass you one etzpah. We pass you one. Now we'll get to which etzpah exactly. Now fine, that's background. Now with this background, I'd like to set up maybe why that Solomon suddenly to be Mako, without even getting involved with the whole tumult of saying correct and not correct. First, we have machlokes if the nim. We first have machlokes if tikkas kever is the shaykh without them with them. The loch lemaisa, you just know the Ram paskins is shaykh. There's the Rambam, there's the Rav Mishnayis, there's the Shiltis, there's the Ozerua, there's a Uraim they want to bring down. Taisa says it. They bring down the rift that way. There are new shoshonim who pask a loch lemaisa. There is tikkas kever bli dam going from inside to out. No problem at all. Now the loch we don't go that way. Truth the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritz and the Rosh and the Torah argue. Maestro, you have no first the Rabbah Mashito. And the Pesach discussed, can you even make a sex out of it? Now the Buddha says you can. The Moshe won't say you, and the Amazon won't say you can't. But Maisa, the those sheet is first of all, they can allow the Klum of sex sake, and not inside the Talocha. But Maisa, there is a sheet to the Ramam sheet to the holds all up to the Kevah Shech Felidam. That's all. Now, again, the Locha Maisa, you see the Machab and Kope Ches, like, not the way. The Mobile Us Paschim is not the way also. And again, Roy Vishnu said not the way. But it is the Rambam with the email that our Rishonim hold totally is Psychus Kever Belidam. Alice. Now, this get up Psychus Kever, the Pitzkachu brings down that first of all it means Dafka when something good comes out, not liquid. Ikarai is every Dam Nida is liquid, right? Or any Dam Torah, Dam Torah is liquid. Now, we see it has to be Dafka pieces. Now, we'll have to get to the size, how big it is. It has to be pieces. The Pitzkachu brings down that the Neid Yehuda says even your finger. Now either those won't say when the Neid Yehuda says finger, he means he got the finger that far to the Pitzkachu Kever, and he stretched it that much. Therefore, Neid Yehuda is not saying that. Or some say we said the police would say Isha with a finger. The three ways of saying Neid Yehuda over. He says a finger. Now either it means he stretched that far and he got it all the way to the Pitzkachu Kever, because a regular finger cannot go that far. The Ikarai cannot do every Isha does a Bedikah. She just asks herself. So Digna Zayin Akiyim, I'm my sister to the Pesikas Kever. Elamai, so not when he went that far, or Echonami is Shiga Loshin on the Neid Yehuda doesn't mean that. But when they want Taina, then Echonami, a finger is not the Pesikas Kever, even more than the finger you have to answer. The Pesikas Kever has to be more than the finger. Echonami, a finger is not a problem. Now, this way of saying it over. But Lamai said, we hold partial all the place and say that a finger cannot ask you. A regular finger in a regular time cannot ask you. Now that's Mitzah going. Again, going from inside to outside, my colleague is the Pesikas Kever or not, the Maker Isha Tomei, Lamaisa, we pass him this. Second Shlav. What about the other way around? From outside going in. Is there Pesikas Kever Belidam or not? Outside going in. Again, the Gemara's case is, she means Mapel. The case of the Rishonim is, something came out, a Chaticha came out. Going out, the Pesikas Kever Belidam, that's where we pass him, that it has to be Dam. From going out in an external thing causing it to go in, as if it's terribly dominant. So Maisa is first for Moshe, and Simcha Vaiches, and the Shalom Maisa Paskin this way, and the Muriel Diskin, and the Chaznish still is noted this way, and the Farsin Lamaisa, Agami has a letter he wants to be Makel. They want Taina, Avaz, no Shiloh, that everyone agrees, even the Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it is terribly dam when it goes from outside to in. Second verse. However, Tashani, everyone read the Pesach Shuvah, he brings down the Neid Yehuda, and he passes that away, and that's Israel Peskim, and the word of Aruch HaShulchan is Chalil LaHokol, and Moshe gets the vow of water to make a sex cycle. But L'maisa, we have a second sheet of our numerous Dela Peskim to say, out in is not a problem. Again, L'loch L'maisa, all the Shomah Machmer, everyone's Machmer, and say, Dafka, when you go from even out to in, also, it can be Machmer, I'll speak carefully down. There are certain times they're going to be Mekel. For example, the L'loch is, where is Pesikas Kever? The Matthias how Isha goes, she has an artik, she has an artik, then she has an external ois, then she has a cervix, which is the Tavo Rechem, then she has the internal ois, and then she has the Rechem itself, the uterus. Now, the two oisies, there's an artik and there's the Rechem, and between there's a cervix. The cervix is opening on two ends. So usually from the cervix, it could be Pesikas Kever. When they want to take it as an external, the law place can want to be Mekel and say, less is it's a Pesikas Kever to the Rechem itself, to the uterus. Well, I can imagine, yeah, those hold the Pesikas Kever is not a problem. Those hold the outside inside is not a problem. So by the Pesikas Kever itself, they want to say, Tendrus Ois, usually Mekel for the external, but for the internal, he will be more Mekel, Daphne for the internal Ois. Void to discuss, what is the shear over here that we're going to be Machmer? What shear we machmer? Void even with machmer. The place first of all say, for arguing machmer, first of all, don't make a bracha on the tefillah. My smart cook is the place that says, if Yaakov Nevsky, don't make a bracha. But how far? What is Pesikas Kever? What is Pesikas Kever? So going inside to out could be more machmer. But let's tell you what's more practical, outside to in. What is Pesikas Kever? So among the swarm, the be'ikid are two sheetahs, and that they divide up into divachalokim. There's one sheetah that says, an etzva l'mais is not a problem. An etzva is not a problem. Now, the problem is, how many etzvos do you have? You have a lot of them. Which one are we talking about? Remember the pinky? The regular one? Or the thumb? A thumb, be'erch, they say, is, they say a thumb is about 25 millimeters, a finger is about 19 millimeters, and a pinky is 15 millimeters. That's the numbers they give the forum. Now, again, it depends who you're going with, Chaim, Fan, or others. But make it, they say 15, 19, and 25. So which one are we talking about over here? So that's three, we're talking about this one. 25 millimeters. Fine, so the moisture which we're talking about, this one, 90 millimeters. So the body which we're talking about, this one, 50 millimeters. Fine, so, hey, they say etzvah. Come along, etzvah. Fine, everyone says they're etzvah they're talking about. And we're exactly discussing which etzvah they're discussing over here, yesh vav and yesh lion. We might say, get one sheet of etzvah. So what etzvah is between 15 to 25? That's between 1 centimeter to millimeter, I assume everyone knows, right? So 1 centimeter is 10 millimeters, so fine. So it's either 1.5 to 2 to 2.5. So, not mean as pashas, when Isha is dilated, let's say 2 centimeters, Chura, according to Lapai, to 9 Sikhs Kever, it's not no shakas at all. According to the Bade, when it is Sikhs Kever, it's more than 15. Fine, if you want, you can start making specs out of this. First, you can start saying, maybe he'll like the Rambam, and even maybe he'll hold like the Rambam, maybe he'll hold like the Chaznish. You don't like the Chaznish, maybe he'll hold Dafka, it's 25. Maybe, can sign. Depends which Rav, and God, look at the Swam, the Imamish is, every Sefer says, these are Klom with Gedarim, and everyone goes their own way. But that's one list of Pais can go with Etzvah. The other list of Pais can go, no. Since we learned some Kof Eches, we know together the Kash has been Dak and Dak. What's together? We don't know, and therefore anything is very small, for the Chodesh Shani or Dain Weiss. 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters, that's it. You're ready, Oysi, you're ready, Kisip Pesikos Kever. Ready, Kisip Pesikos Kever. So it comes out, what is the Shem Machutz rate to make Pesikos Kever? It could be 2, 3 millimeters. What?
What's the
Makor of the Makor? The Ikki coming from a Gemara of a Mishan Oilers. They write about it. First three is Marach about it. They're all coming big from the first three, but he says it's after the Tom. But the Masham discusses it. And again, I didn't look at
it. We said that
not like
very thin,
depends who you love is. He says he should be machman and command on anything.
What?
He'll be machman and command on anything. His chair. Well, who's Rav? Define Rav. Rav Osman is machman, and the Tzadatayr is machman, and Weiss is machman. Define Rav. You're American, so yeah, Rav is that way. Moshe is very clear, right? He has one shoe, he writes at the point, and he says 90 millimeters, yeah. So you Rav is that way. So it comes out, so again, those are the numbers. Now it comes out, Kamat, they want to say, if you go with this shear of Etzvah, they say, Kamat no instrument is going to make your Isha of the size of your Etzvah, and if you don't, you feel a lot of pain, and you just will see Dam, it's Kamat not shy for any instrument to really cause this to happen. If you go less, the size of 50 millimeters, start clearing, so they say, mice will feel the pain. Go 2, 3 millimeters, you got a big problem, and any instrument that goes into the internal ice flow should after her. Now let's go back to the doctors that they say in America. Again, let's go up. Maisa, we start off with the doctor saying in the ninth month that they want to ask the Noshim because they do Pesikos Kever. Now you have to know exactly how far, what exactly they're doing. Maisa, can you always have the Rambam sheet number 1, you always have the Chazan sheet number 2. Number 3 is you have to know what size we're discussing over here. The Masham sounds like even 2 websites. Fine, but the Masham is called the safer. But Maisa, you have to know, if you told 25 millimeters, you should be listening and say the doctor, not sure if the doctor is going that far or not. And the argument, what exactly they're doing. You see, you have a sex, or something cannot be exactly the fire, and you have to know if the guy is Shematari Mitzvah, anyone knows what he's doing. If you're not Shematari Mitzvah, he's not Nemun anyway. So you have to know exactly when, if he did have this Vedico, you want to get to Shuvah or not, you have to ask yourself. But Lachor, there's a stack as far as to say Maisa should be a problem. They do it with the finger. Except they say since she is dilated a little bit already, therefore since they can position her leg sideways and they can stretch her more and they go further than usual, the ninth month they want those again. As Papa Shimon says, you're asking the noshim. They do Pesikos Kever Mamash. No, they stretch it. They make it bigger. They have it dilated a little bit and they make it a little bit bigger. There's more than a finger.
They
go deeper and wider. They stretch it. They're opening the hole a little bit more. Fine. Adkan, you led us, and next week and a half, I'll
talk to you. Okay. Risk tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Bill.